الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Fortunate Believers And in this program Alhamdulillah we are discussing those blessed verses of the Quran wherein Allah Azza wa Jal has directly addressed the believers, the mu'minun. How? By saying, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. And thereafter he has mentioned a hukum, a command, which we must act upon. And in this program, we will go through those verses, inshallah, explaining them to the best of our ability in light of what the mufassirun and the ulama have written. So inshallah ta'ala, let us begin today's verse. First of all, we will hear its recitation, followed by the translation, inshallah ta'ala. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha waltanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighadin wattaqullaha. Innallaha khabirun bima ta'malun. All those who believe, fear Allah, and every soul should look at what it has sent forward for tomorrow. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ and fear Allah. Indeed, Allah is all aware of what you do. Now in this verse, there is clear mention, twice in fact, regarding the fear of Allah, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we'll be discussing, what are the thamarat of fear, what are the benefits of fear, and in particular, we'll be highlighting the importance of istiqamah. And istiqama comes about because of the fear of Allah being present in a person's heart. So inshallah, the majority of the discussion will center around istiqama, steadfastness, being consistent upon the deen. And we'll mention what the ulama have said in this regard. Now spending your life with the fear of Allah in your heart, subhanAllah, this is a great ni'mah. This is a great blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. Why? Because a person, due to that fear in his heart, is able to act upon the commands of Allah Jalla wa Ala and avoid the prohibitions. Because from the many definitions of taqwa and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi quotes and many other scholars is fulfilling the commands and refraining from the prohibitions. Refraining from haram acts and fulfilling the obligatory acts. And of course, this fear of Allah Azza wa Jal is unique. Subhanallah, it's unique. In the world, when you fear anyone, you distance yourself from them. You try and avoid them. And that is what develops because of that fear. That is the consequence of fearing someone in the world. But when you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, the reward is so unique that it brings you closer to the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. It does not distance you from Allah Jalla wa Ala. So this is the main difference between fearing creation and fearing the Creator, Allah Azza wa Jal. And there is a unique joy that the heart feels in fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person acts upon a command of Allah Azza wa Jal, that pleasure he feels in his heart because he has performed a good deed, subhanallah. And that pleasure he feels in his heart because he has refrained from committing a disobedient act. He has refrained from committing a sin, subhanallah. That feeling is indescribable. And this is the reward of fear. Now bringing us to our main point, that fear leads to istiqama. Fear leads to steadfastness upon the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. A person is consistent in his iman, in his a'mal, in his mu'amalat, in his dealings with people. Why? Because of that taqwa he has in his heart. This is the thamara, the fruit of his taqwa, his iman. And as such, he gains the ability to remain consistent upon repenting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He remains consistent in performing good deeds. He remains consistent in obeying Allah jalla wa ala. And the rewards for being consistent upon the deen, Allahu Akbar. Let us hear a verse of the Quran which describes the reward for those who are steadfast in their iman. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah thumma istaqamu tatanazzalu alayhimul malaikatu alla takhafu wa la tahzanu wa abshiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم. الله أكبر. In this verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, He mentions the reward of those who have istiqama upon deen, who are steadfast upon deen. And we'll hear what steadfastness actually entails in light of what the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in have said. But first of all, look at this verse of the Quran. Indeed, those who said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ Our Lord is Allah. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا Then they remain steadfast. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ The angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend upon them. And what do they say? أَلَّا تَخَافُوا That you should not fear. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا And you should not grieve. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ And they give glad tidings. They say glad tidings of a Jannah, of a paradise, التي كنتم توعدون, that you have been promised. Subhanallah. It doesn't end there. The angels say, they comfort that person. They say, نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. We are your أولياء, we are your helpers in this world and in the Akhirah. ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون. And there is whatever you desire for you in Jannah. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ Whatever your soul's desire, you will receive that in Jannah. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ And what you have been promised, you will attain that in Jannah, inshaAllah ta'ala. نُزُولًا مِنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ Those blessings of paradise, subhanAllah, this is a feast from Allah Jalla wa'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will host the believers. Allahu Akbar. Now, when will the angels give that glad tiding? Subhanallah. It's mentioned in Tafsir Madarik. One opinion is that on three occasions the angels will give glad tidings to that person. Number one, at the time of death, when a person passes away. The second time they will give him that glad tiding of Jannah is when he is in his grave. And the third time that they will give him that glad tiding is when he rises from his grave. Subhanallah. They will say to him, Abshiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun. Allahu Akbar. And they will console that person. They will comfort that person. May Allah Jalla wa'ala make us from amongst those believers as well. And the fortunate believer who gains steadfastness and who will be given these glad tidings, subhanallah, the blessings are endless. And they will culminate in the ultimate blessing. The greatest blessing for a believer in Jannah is that he will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will see the vision of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the people of paradise, the inhabitants of paradise, ask, what shall I give you? And they will say out of humbleness, Ya Allah, you have given us so many blessings. And Allah Jalla wa Ala will give them the greatest blessing of all. The believer will see his Lord, Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Imagine. And this is why istiqama, steadfastness is so important and so key in a Muslim's life. Let us now hear some asbab, some causes, some means of gaining steadfastness in deen. Inshallah, if we act upon these, if we implement these causes and these means in our life, then no doubt, inshallah, with the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, we will gain istiqamah. So, the ulama have said that seeking knowledge of the deen, seeking sacred knowledge, will help a person gain istiqamah upon deen. Now, in this day and age of tribulation, of fitna, you know, we can understand this more than the previous generations perhaps. Because in this day and age where people are so knee-deep in fulfilling their worldly goals, they are so indulged in worldly education even, contemporary secular education, and we know that that education, it may give you a prosperous financial life in this world, you'll gain a qualification, you'll gain your dream job, for example. But will it strengthen your iman? But will sacred knowledge strengthen your iman? Of course. How many stories do we hear of people who studied for years and years and years worldly education, and then at the end of it, the natija was horrific. the outcome. Allahu Akbar. They left the folds of Islam. And especially people in the Western countries, they can understand this to a greater extent. That ma'azallah, people are losing their iman. And which type of knowledge ensures that you hold on to your faith and your iman? That is sacred knowledge. Knowledge of Islam, knowledge of Quran and Hadith. This is what will give you istiqamah upon deen. The second thing is frequently visiting the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, visiting the masajid. Even today, this is a very sad state that people perhaps only visit masajid, some people, on the day of Eid, or the first few taraweeh in Ramadan. Or there are many Muslims who only attend on the day of Friday. Apart from Friday, you will not see them in the masjid. They'll come for Salatul Jumu'ah. But remember, there are ahkam. If you live close to a masjid, and depending upon the proximity, at times salah with jama'ah, with the congregation, is wajib for a person. And if he's abandoning that, then he's weakening his iman. He's incurring a sin at the same time as well. And the ulama have said one means of safeguarding your iman and being consistent and steadfast upon iman is visiting the masajid frequently. What will you gain there? You will visit the masjid, you will meet the imam, you will ask your questions, you will meet like-minded Muslims who are inquisitive, who are desirous of learning about the deen, there'll be study circles. All of these things will strengthen your iman. All of these things will help you gain istiqamah if you do them frequently, insha'Allah ta'ala. And where we visit town centers and other places, where we've been told in our hadith that the marketplaces and other places are the worst places in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the masajid are the best places in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal, where are we heading to? Which places do we spend majority of our time in? This is something that a Muslim has to ponder upon. Another thing, what will help you safeguard and be consistent upon your deen is controlling your tongue, protecting your tongue from lahu, from useless, from unbeneficial words. And some people, they speak for the sake of it. And then they say, oh, forgive me if I speak too much. But if you speak too much and there's no benefit being given, then you should not speak. The situation today is that when we speak, we hurt people. There are many words that are spoken which cause more harm to a believer than a spear. Meaning the wound that those words leave in the heart of a person are greater, the effects are greater than if a physical weapon like a spear were to wound someone. Because that will heal. But as for the words that have pierced the heart, they won't heal. And you can break someone's heart. So controlling your tongue is another way of being consistent and steadfast upon deen. Another means is saving yourself from disbelief and sins. And again, if you're not with ulama, if you're not with Muslims who are desirous and yearn to protect their faith, then who are you with then? And you probably be with the opposite people who are heedless in this regard, who don't have a care in the world regarding the safety of their faith. And that will have a negative, a knock-on effect on you as well. So refraining from kufr and sins is another way of gaining istiqamah. Also mentioned is staying away from disobedient people. And here I just want to clarify that yes, we say hate the sin, not the sinner. But there is tafsil to that. That doesn't mean to say that if you know somebody sins day and night, he's been told off, people have tried and rectified him, but they haven't gained success. You deliberately just sit to him because I hate the sin, but I don't hate the sinner. That Islam will tell you to stay away from the sinner. Because sooner or later, his a'mal-e sayyi'ah will have an effect on you. You will become of those who indulge in the same sins. So this is very, very important that we understand Islam properly. And the next thing, save yourself from the desires of the ego. Khwahishat of the nafs. This is also a means of becoming steadfast upon the deen. Being patient upon the calamities that descend in your life. If you're afflicted with a calamity, show sabr. Inshallah, you will gain istiqamah upon deen. And we've reached a stage where if somebody is instructed to show patience, instead of adopting that advice, and that is prophetic advice, to be patient, the Quran tells us to be patient. Instead of acting upon that advice, a person will say, who are you? to tell me to be patient. You haven't gone through what I've gone through. You haven't seen the days that I've seen. How dare you tell me to be patient? This is the mentality that we have adopted today, the mindset that we've sadly adopted today. May Allah grant us afiyah. So we must be patient on calamities that descend. Another way of gaining istiqamah upon deen is to never be hopeless in regards to the mercy of Allah. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We are believers, the mercy of Allah will definitely reach us, inshaAllah ta'ala. When it reaches us, that is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In His infinite wisdom, He knows when His mercy shall reach a believer, or when it is better for him. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places us into difficulty so that we become closer to Him. This is one of the wisdoms behind being placed into difficulty as well. A person was far away from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him, and that test became a means of him becoming closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. That's a ni'mah, that's a blessing, if we reflect upon that. Another thing, and this is the last thing I'll mention, avoid long hopes and don't be overly inclined towards the dunya. And if you avoid long hopes and don't be attached to the dunya so much so that it affects your deen, then inshallah you will gain istiqamah upon deen. So these were a few things that we can adopt in our life. These are asbab that we can adopt, and inshallah they will lead to us gaining istiqamah upon the deen. Now I just want to go towards some aqwal of the sahaba to show the meaning of istiqamah. What does it mean when we say a believer should adopt steadfastness and consistency? In one narration, which is in Tirmidhi, Sayyidun Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu is the narrator. He says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam recited this ayah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, that indeed those who say Allah is our Lord and then they are steadfast. Then the Prophet alayhi wasallam spoke of his time, that many people said this, but then they left the fold of Islam. So they weren't consistent upon their faith, upon their belief in Allah Azza wa Jal. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam continued and said, so whosoever is consistent and steadfast upon this ayah, meaning he believes in Allah and then he fulfills the lawazimat, the necessities of believing in Allah, he acts upon the deen, all of those beliefs which are known in the religion by necessity, he believes in them and does not disbelieve in any one of them, and he fulfills his ibadah, the huquq that he has binding upon him, the huquq of Allah and the huquq of the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then inshallah, they are those people who have acted upon this verse, who have gained consistency and steadfastness, subhanallah. So this is one hadith of the Prophet alayhi salam, and the Khulafa'i Rashidin. For example, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, he was asked, what is istiqamah? And he replied that istiqamah, steadfastness, is that a believer does not associate any partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not commit shirk, polytheism. This is what istiqamah is. And Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala an, he says, istiqamah is for a slave to act upon the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ahkam, and to refrain from the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning those things that Allah has declared as haram, he refrains from them. Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu an, the third khalifa of Islam, he says that istiqamah is that a person develops ikhlas in his amal. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and said, istiqamah is for a person to act upon the fara'id of the religion consistently with steadfastness. Meaning those acts which are obligatory, he acts upon them consistently. So these were aqwal of the Khulafa'i Rashidun regarding istiqamah. And to finish off, inshallah, I just want to narrate one account of a sahabi who showed istiqamah in the face of great danger. It's mentioned that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates, once in a war with the Romans, the Sahabi radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Hudhafa Sahmi radiallahu anhu, he along with other Muslims were captured by the enemies. And then they were taken to the court of their king, and the king threatened them and said, accept our religion and we won't harm you. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Hudhafa radiallahu anhu said, never, I will never do this. And then they were threatened again, that if you don't do this, I'll have a cauldron brought, boiling water will be in there, and you'll be thrown into it. And again, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Hudhafa radiallahu anhu, he said, this still will not make me accept your religion. I will never do this. So any threat you give me, it won't affect me. And then a cauldron was brought. And another one of the Muslims, they were brought forward, and they were asked the same question, accept our deen. He said, no. And then the guards threw that person, that Muslim, into the cauldron of boiling water, and his skin floated to the top. meaning he achieved martyrdom, and other Muslims are looking. And then Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Hudhafa Sahmi radiallahu anhu, it was ordered that he be thrown as well. So the guards took him, and before they were about to throw him, he began to cry profusely. They went back to the king and said that he's crying. This made the king happy, the leader happy, that perhaps now he will accept what I've been saying. So he was summoned, Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Hudhafa Sahmi radiallahu anhu, and the king said, accept our religion. And he said, I'm not crying because of this torment of the boiling water. I'm crying because I'm thinking I only have one life, and there's only one life to give. I wish I had hundreds of lives. I would give them all for Islam. I will never ever leave Islam. And the leader, he saw the istiqama on deen of Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Huzafa Sahmi radiallahu anhu, a sahabi of the Prophet alayhi salam, who spent time with the Prophet alayhi salam. Of course this would happen. This would be the outcome of that tarbiyah. In the end, he realized that he will not leave his deen of Islam. So he said, okay, kiss my forehead. I will free you and the rest of the Muslims as well. He said, will you really do that? He said, yes, I will. So Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Huzafa Sahmi radiallahu anhu kissed the forehead of this corrupt, this tyrant leader, to preserve the lives of the Muslims. And there's dispensation in this regard as well from the deen. And they were freed. When they went back, Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu, the Khalifa of the time, he saw them, he welcomed them, and he did the same. He kissed the forehead of Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Huzafa Sahmi radiallahu anhu, and their lives were spared, and so was their honor as well. Meaning this was an example of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, the greatest generation of Muslims. May Allah Ta'ala give us istiqama as well upon deen. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala preserve and protect our iman as well. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala enable us to travel through these very thorny, difficult times and reach the destination, reach the other side with our iman intact. May we die with iman, enter our graves with iman, and rise on the day of judgment with iman as well. And inshallah, through the blessings of iman, we will enter paradise as well. May Allah Jalla wa Ala grant all Muslims istiqama, steadfastness upon deen. Ameen bijahin Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.